Here is Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in
Christmas Crackers. Now, come on, you critters, rise and shine. Come on, show a hoof. Come on, Ma, it's time for the Christmas roundup.
Jimmy, have you gone mad?
No, ma'am. Just coming around to wish a Merry Christmas to all the folks in the bunkhouse. Merry Christmas, Ma. Give us a kiss.
All right, a Merry Christmas. There. I told your granddad what would happen buying you that cowboy outfit.
Oh, what's all the noise about?
It's Billy the Kid. I just flew in from Dodge City to wish you a Merry Christmas, old-timer.
Couldn't you have waited for daylight at 6 o'clock in the morning?
Oh, what's all the noise about? Oh, what time is it?
It's 6 o'clock. The stagecoach leaves at 7, so you've got an hour to get your harness on. They're a horse short.
I thought we might have had a bit of peace on Christmas Day.
Well, I wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas and show you me presents.
Yes, but not at 6 o'clock in the morning. We didn't get to bed until after midnight.
I know that. I heard Mr. Higginbotham and Mr. O'Reilly bringing you home.
What do you mean, bringing me home?
The three of you coming down the street singing Jingle Bells and doing the conga. No wonder the policeman stopped you.
Policeman?
Yeah, just outside our house. He said, "Now then, lads, let's have it quiet." So Mr. O'Reilly put his arm round the copper and sang Silent Night.
Oh, really, Father?
No, O'Reilly, Mother.
Oh, you don't believe him, do you?
Take no notice of him, Mother. You know what a storyteller he is.
Oh, I'll tell her the story about you and Alfie last night if you don't shut up.
There's nothing you can tell about me.
No, I heard you grumbling to Alfie about how you do all the work in the house and you never go anywhere and they beat you and make you wear rags.
You silly child. I was talking about the church pantomime I'm in, Cinderella.
You mean they've got you in a pantomime?
Of course, they've been rehearsing for weeks.
Ah, she's got a star part.
Get away. Who's your partner, Susan?
What do you mean, partner?
Well, they always have two ugly sisters, don't they?
Very funny. I'm sure we could find your part in the pantomime. One of the white rats.
Oh, if I was in that pantomime, I'd be Buttons. Only, I'd be more with it. I'd be a zip fastener. Sure, you don't want any help with the washing up, ma'am?
No, thank you, son. Not from you. This is my best dinner service.
Well, it's no use asking me, Grandad. He's in the living room, dead to the world.
Well, he's just having a nap after his Christmas dinner. And I'll be in the other armchair when I finish the washing up.
Well, you get no sleep in the same room as him. He snores worse than Billy Hepplewhite's bulldog.
Oh, go and see who's at the front door, Jimmy. And don't wake your granddad.
Oh, you're joking. Once he's off, nothing can wake him. Unless you rattle the crate of beer.
Don't be cheeky. Just go and answer the door.
Oh, there's a good Scotch terrier. Heel. Hey, if I tickle his tummy, I wonder if his legs would jerk up. Oh, all right, I'm coming. Ring that bell again and I'll set old Jock onto you.
Hello, young Jim. Merry Christmas and the complimentaries of the season.
Oh, and the same to you, Mr. O'Reilly. Oh, hello, Mr. Higginbotham. Merry Christmas.
Hello, Clitheroe. Merry Christmas to you.
Right, come in and give us a song.
I'm not doing any singing.
Oh, of course not. You're sober.
There he goes again, eh?
Oh, I don't know. I'll tell you what we'll do, Harry. You grab one of his legs, I'll grab the other, and we'll play Wishbones.
No. Don't be like that, Higgy. Jimbo, we've called round to take your granddad out for a drink.
Well, he's lying down in there, and from the look of him, if you want to take him out, you'll have to take the couch as well.
Look, just get in the room there.
All right. After you, Mr. Higginbottom. Sir.
Blimey, you're right. Rip Van Sinclair's well away.
So he is, Higgy. As the poet said, he's asleep in the arms of Morphia.
He's smiling. I bet he's dreaming. He's up in the Highlands, lying in the heather.
What's that?
I think he's rolled over onto a thistle. Come on, baby Bunting. Open his little eyes. Time for his little bottle of brown ale.
That's right.
Come on, Pete. We're going for a jar of ale.
What?
That's right. The hare that talked the pitcher. Although, looking at your eyes, I think it was a pack of wolfhounds.
Oh, I'm not drinking this afternoon. Don't forget we're having a party here. Starting at 7 o'clock. I've still got a thick head. If you want to go drinking, go. I'm off to bed for an hour.
This way, gentlemen. The Sazonacs will have to leave. Bonnie Charlie's new awar. He'll receive you at the banquet tonight. 7 o'clock sharp. Bring your own haggis.
All right, funny boy. You just keep quiet for the next hour. Goodbye, lad. Goodbye.
Ta-da, Pete.
See you later, Pete. Have a good rest. You know, Higgy, we forget his age. He hasn't got our mortality.
Hello? I wonder who this is.
I hope it's Father Christmas with a sack. An empty one to take you away.
Oh, hello, Mr. Peacock. Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas, James. Oh, Mr. Higginbottom, Mr. O'Reilly. Merry Christmas, gentlemen.
Merry Christmas, Peacock.
A Merry Christmas, Cuthbert, to you and yours.
Oh, thank you, Mr. O'Reilly.
Now then, Cuthbert, let's not stand on each other's dignity. Call me Harry.
Oh, very well, Harry.
Why don't you two get engaged?
Hey, Mr. Peacock, why don't you go down to the pub with them?
Peacock go to a pub? He'd get drunk on a packet of crisps.
Higginbottom, are you naturally ill-mannered, or do you have to practice?
No, then, lads. Well, lads, let's remember the festival spirit.
Yeah, don't get cross, Mr. Peacock. Mr. Higginbottom hasn't been very well.
Who told you that?
Ozzy. He told me his mum said, for the last month, you haven't been fit to live with.
That does it. Come here, look.
Hold it, Higgy. Ta-ta, Jim. See you tonight. Come on, Higgy. Out you go. Right. Come on.
Oh, that man Higginbottom is a lout. One of these days I shall lose my temper with him.
What will you do?
I'll tell him what I think of him.
Hey, won't you find it difficult? Talking with his fist in your mouth?
Now, Jim. Anyway, never mind him. I've more important fish to fry. Is Susan ready?
You're going to fry our Susan? Oh, hang on while I go and batter her.
I've come to take her to the pantomime rehearsal.
Oh, well, she's in the front room here, going over a part with Alfie.
Oh, well, will you call her?
Oh, you'll call her when you see her acting. Hey, come and have a listen at the keyhole.
I will not. Now, let me tell you, Susan will be very good in this pantomime. After all, it's only a church affair. She's not appearing at the Old Vic.
The way she's acting, she should be appearing at the Old Bailey. Here, come here, listen.
No, there's not wrong.
Oh, dear, well, what is it then?
But how can I go when my dress is all tattered and torn?
He must have had a fight. She's ripped off his dress.
Don't be silly, James. She's reading her lines.
Oh, yes, Alfie. But how can I go when my dress is all tattered and torn?
Fear not. When I wave my magic wand, this old dress you're wearing will vanish.
Hey! Me mum will clout him if she finds out.
And in its place will be a gown of felt.
Oh, I've forgotten the next line.
Can this be true? Why are you doing this for a poor girl like me?
You're such a pretty girl, Alfie.
What do you want in here?
Hey, Susan, the television people have been on the phone. They've got a part for you in Dr. Kildare.
Don't be funny.
It's true. They want somebody to operate on.
Now, James, that will do.
Hello, Mr. Peacock. Have you just arrived?
No, he's been outside listening at the keyhole.
James, you you are a little troublemaker.
You're not kidding. I had a thumping when I got here. It happened Christmas Day.
Oh, why, what happened, Alfie?
Well, when I got here, Jimmy said, "You're in luck, Alfie. Susan's in the front room." He gave me a piece of mistletoe and shoved me through the door. Well, I was all flustered, and I said, "Hello, darling, give us a kiss," and I got a clout.
What? Was Susan annoyed?
Susan wasn't there. It was me granddad trying a new kilt on. You would have laughed, Mr. Peacock.
I certainly would not. There's nothing funny in making trouble for other people.
Oh, don't bother with him, Mr. Peacock. Come on, we better go to the rehearsal.
You want any help? I could drive the ponies for you. Giddy up there! Hi-ho, Silver!
James, I don't think we want Buffalo Bill in the pantomime.
Why not? You've got Calamity Jane.
From you. Another rude remark, and Christmas or not, I'll smack your face.
Yeah, and if she doesn't, I will. Yeah, you just apologize to Calamity. Do,
Now, what's all this shouting about?
Ask them, Mum. They're the ones who were doing it. I just offered to help at the pantomime, and they went mad.
No, no, James, let's tell the truth. Who was it who said, "Hi-ho, Silver"?
The Lone Ranger. That's me and
alert. All right, all right. Oh, before you go, Cuthbert, would you like a glass of wine?
No, thank you, Mrs. Kilgrath. We really must get away to rehearsal.
Yes, I'll just go and get my coat, Mr. Peacock.
All right. Come along, Cuthbert. I'll see you to the door. You won't forget the party tonight at 7, will you?
Oh, no, I'm looking forward to it. Bye-bye, Jane.
Yes, ta-ra, then, Jimmy. I'll see you tonight.
Oh, get me cowboy suit, Mum. Or would you like to play blow football? Hey, Mum, are you asleep?
No, but if you keep quiet for 10 minutes, I will be. Look, we're having a party at 7 o'clock tonight, so just sit down in the chair and have a rest, eh?
Oh, all right. I'll have a game of blow football with Alfie when he comes back. I scored 3 last time, 1 in the goal and 2 in his mouth. Mind you, I do feel a bit tired myself. Oh, I don't think I should have had that 3rd helping of Christmas pudding.
Oh, just close your eyes for 5 minutes.
Oh, I trouble. Oh, it's just funny how it just comes over you. Oh. Well, we'll all be able to get a good sleep tomorrow while we're watching Susan's pantomime. Susan's pantomime. Cinderella. 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 Cinderella, what's the matter with you?
Oh, everybody's going to the ball and leaving me at home. They're all going to have a wonderful time, and I'll be alone and miserable in this dark, cold kitchen.
Well, it's no good sitting there crying with the fire nearly out.
Well, what else can I do?
Well, for a start, go out and collect some firewood.
Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry, Cinderella. You won't be lonely. I'll stay with you and cheer you up.
Nothing can cheer me up.
Oh, now, Cinderella, don't cry. I'll let you play with me white mice.
Oh, I don't want those horrid things.
Look, I'll stand on my head and make you laugh.
No.
Well, you stand on your head and make me laugh. Oh, cheer up, Cinders. Remember what they say. Laugh when the world laughs with you. Weep when you wet your vest. Always smiled. Whatever happened, he smiled. One week he got the sack. His house burnt down and he fell down a manhole and broke his leg. But he still smiled. He was a nutcase. You're laughing. Just keep on laughing. And the sun comes shining through. Hey, the Uncle Ezra once fell off a 7-story building. I dashed over to him and said, "What's happened?" And he said, "I don't know. I just got here myself." You bring on the rain, so stop your crying, be happy again, hope together, just keep on smiling, oh mama, just when you're smiling, sunny boy, the whole world smiles with you.
Cinderella! Where's that daughter of mine, Cinderella?
Hey, up, it's your dad, Baron Jock Hardup.
He'll go mad. I haven't finished pressing his kilt for the ball yet.
Poor wee lassie. She's got a hard, cruel tailor.
Ah, Buttons. Have you seen my daughter Cinderella? My kilt should have been ready by now.
Oh, she's got your kilt ready. She's just gone to give your sporran a home perm.
Ah, Buttons, now, I want no impertinence from you.
Oh, sorry, Baron Jock, Cock. But I don't think it's fair that Cinderella can't go to the ball.
Well, I'd like her to go, but she's got no suitable clothes. And anyway, her two stepsisters won't allow it.
Well, no wonder you have to wear a kilt.
What do you mean?
Well, in this house, the ugly sisters wear the trousers.
Another little remark like that, my lad, and your trousers will be coming off.
Oh, sorry, Baron, but you are a bit hard on poor Cinderella.
Well, I'll bring her some cakes home from the ball. Oh, and tomorrow I'll give her a farthing to go and spend at the ribbon shop.
A farthing? You're getting reckless, aren't you? That's two you've given her in 6 months.
Well, I've come into a bit of money.
Oh, have you been at the palace again playing bingo?
Cinderella! Where's that lazy young flippery giblet? Cinderella!
It's my daughter Harriet. I'm clearing up.
Yes. Dublin Helen of Troy. Dockside Harriet. The face that frightened 1,000 sailors.
Ah, there you are, Buttons. Where's that lady Cinderella? I want her to help me get ready for the ball. Prince Charming must see me at my very best.
With a sack over your head.
Buttons, you cheeky young spalpeen. If it wasn't been a lady, I'd bet you across the lugs of me dolly bag.
Well, you and your sister are always picking on Cinderella.
Don't mention my sister Bertha chasing after Prince Charm the way she does. Making bullseyes at him, the painted Jezebel. And so the prince will be looking at her after seeing me.
Ooh, after seeing you, he'll be looking for a bucket.
Here you are, Father. Here's your kilt.
Ah, that's Cinderella out there. I'll be after grabbing her first. Don't tell Bertha where I'm gone, will you?
No, don't worry. I'll tell her you've gone to the barber's. To get your face combed.
Some day my prince will come. Some day I'll find someone.
Hey, Cilla Black. Do you mind singing somewhere else, Bertha? You're frightening my mice.
Now then, Buttons, let's have no unpleasantness. Today I am a happy girl. For tonight I shall be in the prince's arms.
Prince's arms? Well, if you sing like that, you'll be chucked out before closing time.
Never mind the jokes, Buttons. Where's that good-for-nothing Cinderella?
Look, Bertha, why don't you leave her alone? Tell me what you want and I'll do it.
Oh, you couldn't. I want my eyebrows plucked.
Well, I'll do them. Sit down while I get me pliers. Well, I don't know how I'm going to cheer you up. I've told you all me jokes, pulled all me funny faces, and made you a bunny rabbit out of me hanky. Do you fancy a game of leapfrog?
It's no use trying to make me happy. Here I am sitting in the kitchen in my rags, and they're all at the ball dancing and having a banquet.
Well, we've done the hully gully, and you've had a piece of cheese out of the mouse's cage. What more can I do?
I know you've done your best, dear Buttons, but it's no use. You can't help me. No!
Help!
I am the fairy godmother.
Well, use the door next time you come. When you walked through that wall, I nearly went up it.
Fear not, Cinderella, you shall go to the ball. In a coach and ponies with footman tall. In diamonds and silk. You will dance. You will stop.
What does it mean?
Your 8 draws have come up.
But I'm only a poor girl. How can I get all these wonderful things?
Cigarette coupons?
My magic will make all this come true. But heed this warning I give to you. When midnight strikes, my power all has flown. So after that, you're strictly on your own.
I'll do whatever you say, fairy godmother. If only I can go to the ball and see Prince Charming.
Boy! A hunky large now bring to me. We'll make the coach, as you will see. For ponies, rats, with snow white fleeces.
We've got no rats. Will you settle for meeses?
The They must do. I'm short of time. And I'm running out of words that rhyme. Behold!
Oh, Button, look at my dress. My diamonds, the ponies, and the beautiful coach. Oh, Button, the... Button? Where are you?
Under this blinking coach, for me.
Bargo, it's cold. Ooh, why did I get a job as a footman? I must be going daft. Stuck outside these palace gates, freezing while they're all in there, living it up. Oh, dear. Ooh, still only a few minutes to midnight, and then I get relieved. Ooh, it's cold enough to freeze the flippers of a penguin. Oh, dear.
Good evening.
Come here, you.
Hey, get your hands off me, Coleridge, the cleaning.
Clear off. Clear off. Servants aren't allowed at the ball.
Look, I'm Buttons. I work for Baron Hardup.
Oh, don't mention that old skinflint. I helped him and his ugly daughters out of a coach, carried his backpipes upstairs, and when he held me hand out, he shook it and said Merry Christmas.
What did you say?
Nothing. As he walked down the stairs, I trod on his kilt and let the new year in.
Now you can let me in. Get up.
You're not going in there.
Big soft Nelly.
Don't call me Nelly. Don't you call me Nelly. My name's Bert.
Bert? In them silk stockings and garters? You look more like a Charlie.
Now listen, troublemaker. How would you like to get your head stuck at palace railings?
Hey, just a minute. Is your name Higginbottom?
No. Winterbottom.
I'm not surprised in that uniform.
Will you clear off?
Look, I've got to go and tell Cinderella it's nearly midnight.
You don't need to bother, she can hear the clock.
Oh, you've done it now. A minute ago, Cinderella would be dancing with a prince in a beautiful gown. Now she'll be doing the shake in a shimmy.
Everything's ruined, ruined, it's all over. Oh, Buttons, I'm all in rags again. Oh, where's the coach? I must get home quickly.
Well, keep running. It won't be much fun trying to ride that pumpkin.
Oh, my God.
Stop it, stop it. Where's she gone? I'll follow her to the end of the inn.
My mistake. Wherever she's gone. I told him, didn't I?
Here we are, the end of the earth. Everybody up.
Oh, dear.
Who are you, anyway?
Yeah, I am Prince Charming.
Well, you could have fooled me.
The owner of this shoe I'll seek, the maid I dance with at the ball. And when I find her, we will wed.
He's as daft as Alfie Old.
Well, you should look like I'm the prince.
Silence for his Royal Highness, Prince Charming.
Now, sir. My royal decree, I, Alfred Charming, will take as my blushing bride the owner of this crystal slipper.
Quiet, rabble, quiet. Royal Nibs hasn't finished yet.
In other words, I will wed whatever maid the flipper sips. The slipper flips. The slipping flipper flipping. I mean, I'll...
The super flip.
The super flip. Shut up. Think we've had enough trouble with you. Getting my drawbridge up and down to crack your walnuts. And... I will continue. As I was saying...
I'll tell him. Whoever gets the slipper on, gets Babbling Bertie here. And the best of British luck.
Come back. Let the dog see the rabbit.
Oh, no, Harriet. I go first.
But it's a lady likes to push. So keep back, or I'll shove your face in.
Now, my fair daughter, you mustn't squabble in front of the prince. Forgive them, your highness. At home, why, they're just two young turtle doves.
From here, they look like two old crows. What about Cinderella? Let her try the slipper on.
Let it be so. The testing time begins. For I have planned that her true love shall win. My magic power let no mortal mock.
How would you like this one round your clock? Give us the shoe. Give us the shoe there. I'll put it on.
Oh, be jabers. It's on.
Yeah, it's only a big toe. You couldn't get that foot inside another hobnailed boot.
Let the next one try.
This is it. Come on, Cinderella. Stand by, everybody, for the big cheer.
It's no good. It doesn't fit.
Of course it does. It's in the story.
There's something wrong. You were the one the flutter should soap. The shutter should play.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, it fits. It fits. I have won the prince.
You what?
Look, it's on my foot. I claim the prince for my spouse.
Right. Well, nothing else for it then. We'll just have to do the finale chorus. Are you ready? One, two. If you were the only girl in the world,
and you were the only boy,
nothing else would matter in the world today.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, and Diana Day as Susan, with Harry Bailey, Edwin Apps, Tony Melody, and Harry Haywood at the piano. The recorded program was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
I woke up from the nightmare just in time for the party. They're all in the other room having a rest. We're having a smashing time. Mr. Peacock brought his tape recorder, and before we started on the grub, he recorded us all singing a Christmas song. I've got it here. I'll switch it on. You can join in with us if you like. I hope you've all had a nice Christmas as we have. See you next week.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeers used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer game. Thank you.